The Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I don't worry whenever skies are gray.
All the tears of Cubs fans as they leave the Rockies in sun, they leave drenched, sad, almost saw their team get no hit today. And I told you this in the break. Now, leave it up. I want to just kind of give you the loadout. Because I told you in the break, the average Cubs starter in this three-game series, that total, around 25 years of experience.
Right.
The Rockies starters who just beat their butts,
20 games.
20 games experience. I'm just saying. Hey, Cubbies, sorry you won't be coming back anytime soon.
What exactly is it you're saying? I mean, because honestly, stats like that tell me one of two things. One, the Rockies have put together the best young pitching staff in the history of baseball, or we've just been very fortunate overall that our pitchers have pitched pretty well.
20 games in. Okay, so we're talking 35 games in. And this is a little different than 35 games in the season. This is 35 games into these three guys' career, basically.
Mm-hmm. So their sample size is pretty small.
Yes, but when you talk about the best young pitching staffs of all time, I mean, the first team that has to come to mind is the 69 Mets, who had, you know, Nolan Ryan, who was very young at the time. And, you know, I mean, all these, like, didn't Tommy John play for the Yankees? I don't know. Yeah. All those New York teams look alike to me.
I think along the lines of the old Atlanta Braves, when they've got Smoltz and Glavin.
Yeah, but they weren't all that young when they kind of got that.
They
together.
Were all young except for Smoltz, who they brought in from. No,
Maddox had won a World. Maddox had won a Cy Young with Chicago before.
Right, Chicago. That's who I meant. Madden.
Maddox.
But Smoltz and Glavin were pretty young.
Oh, he should have been Schmaltz.
Schmaltz.
It's just Smoltz, but it should have been Schmaltz.
I always called him Schmaltz.
Oh my God! It reminds me of that Schlitz beer commercial.
It just goes on and on and on.
I guess that's Bush.
Yeah, it was Bush.
Bush, Slitch.
Whatever.
From the land of sky blue waters.
That's Rainier.
No, that's not Rainier. I like Rainier beer. So Alex, you're from the Pacific Northwest. Do you remember the Rainier beer commercials? The motorcycle, Rainier. the motorcycle going around the corner, going Rainier beer, and then Olympia did a commercial where it was like Rainier. And then Olympia truck comes around the other way with them, which is funny.
That is pretty funny.
Best beer commercial ever. Totally derailing everything. Best beer commercial ever was a Lone Star. When so like the Lone Star truck is off to the side of the highway in the desert and it's been rolled and it's just a mess.
Yeah.
And then the police are interviewing the driver. He's like, "It just came out of nowhere. I swear it was." He's like, "What was?" He's like, "It was a giant armadillo." And they're like, "What?" And then they go back and they show what happened. It was really like a 60-foot armadillo that just like tears open the thing to get the beer. Funny. So anyway.
I kind of like the other Rainier beer commercial better.
Oh, my God.
With the Olympia truck. There's a lot of good ones, yes. Truck.
However, well, let's get back to Rockies. All right, we talk about the best young talent, but they are pitching very well at a time when Cargo is hitting 198.
He's terrible.
Trevor
right
Story. Well, I wouldn't say that.
Hitting wise, he's terrible, but he does other things on the field.
Okay, he made a catch.
That's the
second diving catch in 2 days.
Yeah,
that catch that he made today to preserve at the time the no hitter was one of the few times I've been in it, and I was in the press box today. So yay me! It was crowded and terrible, and everyone hated it. Just, you know, to make you feel better.
Listen, I was fine. I had no problem watching the game at home.
However, when he made that catch, I'm surprised that no one said no cheering in the press box because it was like, wow! It was cheering in press box. It was incredible.
I feel like there's a difference having been in a press box, there's a difference between everybody reacting to an amazing play and somebody, because even if you're a Cubs writer, you see that play and you've got to be like, holy cow, that was amazing. Wow.
No, you got to say, holy cow!
I mean, you've got to react to that as opposed to going, go Rockies or yay, you know, that kind of thing. I feel like there's a difference that no one's going to get super upset about that.
Interjections. Hallelujah.
Right. You know, as a, you know, if you were out there going, wow, yeah, Rockies, woo, you know, that kind of thing, there's, you're probably going
to
get in trouble.
Oh, I also need to make an apology.
For?
Lots of things. But this one, I'd like to apologize to Ryan Spielberg. So before the game, they were doing a home run derby for charity.
Right. Who's they? The Rockies?
Yes. So there were two teams or four teams or something, and each had like five people on it, and there was hockey players and basketball players and girls and baseball players on each team.
Okay.
And so who gets to come out first is Ryan Spielberg's. So, of course, everything isn't quite working right. And he was out there for 5 minutes. And do you know how many home runs he had?
I have no idea. Zero.
Exactly right.
Okay. Well, Spilly's not a...
Okay, Ryan Spielberg, 44 home runs in his major league career.
Right. That's not... I mean, that's a season for your great hitters.
Okay, well, yes. Corey Sullivan? Mm-hmm. How many big league home runs do you believe Corey Sullivan has?
I don't know. Less than 50?
Less than 50. You'd be right.
Yeah.
You want to give it closer than that or no?
38.
10.
I was being
generous. Corey Sullivan has 10 home runs. And you want to know the crazy part? Guess how many of those home runs were at Coors Field?
None of them?
One.
Okay.
Has no power here. Do you know how many he hit out?
Today.
Yeah.
Five.
500% more than Spielberg's hit out.
Well, I mean.
So I wasn't really paying attention. So Corey Sullivan comes walking into the cafeteria where we're all just eating whatever slop they serve us. And he comes in and everyone gives him like a standing ovation. And we're just like, me and Jeff Huizen are looking at each other like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? And then we figured out why. And then everyone's like, well, what happens when Ryan Spielberg comes in? He said, well, we should either boo him or just say nothing. But anyway, he left. And so it was just kind of me and Spielberg and a couple other people. He finally came in. I'm like, hey, Ryan, I said, or Spilly, if it makes you feel any better, I don't think I could have done any better. And he looked at me. He's like, no, that doesn't make me feel any better.
It doesn't make me feel any better at all. No, thank you.
No, not at all.
Your words of kindness mean nothing to me, boy. Go away.
And someone else is like, have you even hit a bat? I go, I could hit a golf ball 300 yards. And he's like, that doesn't make me feel any better. I'm like, but, you know, but I couldn't have. And I would like to apologize because I went back and looked at the tape. And
they
really
had
screwed
tape
him.
Of it?
Well, yeah, because it was a rain delay. So they played it twice.
All right.
So I was breaking down the tape of this, you know, whatever. And he hit a couple hard balls that should have been out. But the problem was after he went, they lowered it and they slowed it down, which made a big difference. So they put the angle lower so the balls would be at a lower angle.
Oh, it was coming out of a pitching machine.
It was coming out of a pitching machine.
Oh, so they didn't have somebody tossing.
No,
okay.
Because it would still be going on if they had done it with someone actually pitching. and then the funniest part, who do you think would have won? Who made the most money? Malik Beasley, Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I know who he is. I didn't realize. Good for him. Yeah. How many did he hit out? 10?
No,
nine?
But they had other things where you could win other things.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, but you know, if you're the baseball player, you're trying to hit him out. And Spielberg's was like, it was the worst case scenario. And I kind of really felt bad because, you know, I mean, just kind of felt bad about it.
Well, then he had to go on the air, I'm sure. And I can imagine that Drew
Goodman
just hammered him.
Oh, my God. All of them. He just kept getting it and kept getting it and kept getting it. And so it was like, I mean, and I was early on in like the Razin. I mean, I was pretty early with mine. And he was very generous. And I actually apologized later. And he's like, he's joking about it, but not really joking. It was not a good day for the Spielberg's household this morning because, man, I mean, come on.
Well, you want to hit him out. I mean, but here's.
I mean, and then who else was there? I think Brad Hopp was there. Brad Hopp.
Hopp.
And Hopp was hitting him out.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Brad Hopp could hit. I mean, he had some power.
And they said they would have got Garrett Atkins there, except he couldn't fit through the door.
Ouch. Ouch. I guess I haven't seen Garrett Atkins in a while.
I haven't heard him there, but apparently the Atkins diet is not going so well because I've heard from multiple sources that he's gone all Leon, and he's gotten larger.
Yes. I was watching the game brief. Well, okay, so I watched most of the game, but then I had some other things. I had some things I had to do. So I didn't get to watch the last three innings. I watched up to the point where he lost the no-hitter.
Yep.
And then I took off. Because had he kept with the no-hitter, I would have stayed and blown off my errands. But once he lost the no-hitter, I'm like, okay, I'm out of here.
There were a lot of people like that. As soon as Les Shapiro was sitting next to me for a while. And he was like, oh, I'll just stay one more. And I'm like, oh, looks like you might be late to your show. He's like, well, if they keep throwing a no-hitter, I might be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
and then Mr. and Thomas Harding over here, MLB.com, going, oh, he's got a no-hitter. I got to write it out, a no-hitter in this no-hitter. And everyone, every time that happened, people freaked out. It was so funny. And then I got a text from my wife. I told my wife, oh, I can't talk. There's no-hitter. She's like, don't breathe.
Don't breathe.
Which is funny because she's not, I mean, she is a baseball fan,
right.
But she's not, has no reference here about baseball.
Right.
And she was the same thing about you don't mess with the no-hitter streak, in which Thomas Harding is the devil. That's all he is.
I'm surprised that it wasn't a Cubs reporter that was like, hey guys, everybody look, he's got a no-hitter going on.
No, it would have been all of us if we'd done that. By the way, 303-831-1340, if you want to, I mean, call, you might as well call.
Don't beg. They don't want to call. We're fine without you, listeners. We don't need you to call in. We're just fine without you. But if you want to, go ahead.
You could also listen on Audio Boom. Just save it for later. You could call and listen later for on Audio Boom.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie. Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Don't be cruel. Ooh. To a heart that's true. Don't